Well, Mary, you're on a roll again. Another big Saturday night coming up at Calasanchis College or more as they take on Griffin College Aoife in the InsureMyFan.ie Men's Super League semi-final, the one competition that Mary didn't get their hands on last year. Delighted to be joined by their captain, Owen Rockall, to look ahead to the game. And Owen, first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway BFM.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Darren.
Owen, first, let's just go back to last Saturday night. Great atmosphere in Calasanchis, a place you know very, very well, and job done. He got over Sligo.
Yeah, it was a great game. Now, in fairness, Sligo came down with two buses. They came down with lots of fans, so it made the atmosphere even better for us in Calasanchis. So, yeah, it was a really good performance, but I also think one of our best of the season. So, good to get the job done.
I was listening to your interview with Colleen Duffy after the game, and they were talking about the venue, and I know John Mulligan has mentioned it here on occasions as well. How different is it? Like, Charlie Crowley really likes playing in Oranmore. I'd say you do as well. What's the feeling like among the squad?
Yeah, it's good now. I think last week gave us a lot of confidence for this week. I think we've only played three games there this year. I think we're 2-1 now, so it's definitely different. We don't play there too often, so even for our new guys, our pros and stuff, it's kind of a different gym for even our own lads to come in and play. The lights are a bit funny and the rings are different, so it's just about getting accustomed to that, but it's definitely an advantage, I think, for us local lads. I've played there for my whole life basically and know all the way around it, so yeah, it's different, but I think it's worked well for us this season, so hopefully it'll do the job again this week.
And it's working well for your supporters as well, Owen, because you say being the local lad too, this game sold out very, very quickly. We're talking concert pace here. A full house again for another cracking atmosphere tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think last week was similar. I think it sold out as well. So it was a great atmosphere. I think people were trying to get in on the door as well. So tomorrow night's going to be a special night, no more, I hope. And yeah, hopefully more of the same as last week, the atmosphere and they spur us on for another win.
Now let's move to tomorrow night. And of course, we'll go back before we go forward. It's Griffith College Aoife. We remembered him last year in the National Cup final. The memories of that particular occasion there too. And obviously there's a good rivalry between these two teams because they have beaten you already this season.
Yeah, they beat us not too long ago, actually, only about 3 weeks ago up there. So, and obviously we had the cup final last year. So there's a bit of a rivalry and it spans back a few years, even back to Division One when we were both down there maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So, yeah, look, they're a great team. We're both on kind of similar trajectories. I think we've both been playing some of the best basketball this season. I think they're probably the hottest team in the country right now based off their recent results, you know, beating us at home and then going up to Star the next week and beating them pretty convincingly as well. So, and obviously they won last week against Tralee at home. So, yeah, look, it's going to be a great game. They're a good team. We're a good team. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Owen, answer me this. Like, with basketball in particular, how different or how much of an advantage is home advantage?
Yeah, it's definitely an advantage, you know, in all sport, really. When the going gets tough, you want people there spurring you on. And I think that's something that we've had ever since I played for Mary, you know, was great home support. I think that will stand to us this weekend. Of course, they're going to go on runs. We're going to go on runs, and just having that home court advantage, knowing the people around you, knowing the fans are there supporting you, is a great advantage. So, yeah, I think it's similar to all sports, but basketball especially in Calasanchis when they're so close to you.
Yeah, because the reason I was asking, and of course it just built up for tomorrow's game and touches on the point you made about Aoife a moment ago. Your home record this year, bar the first day against Ulster University, is near perfect. I know you've changed venues for these couple of games. For Griffith College Aoife, sorry, they have been great on the road. I think they have a 7-1 away record this year. So they play well away from home. You play well at home. You both have a great spread of scores. Like, it's set up for a great occasion.
Yeah, I mean, it's all at the semi-final. You kind of hope it will be two very good teams at this stage of the season. So, and I think that's what it is with ourselves and Aoife. So, yeah, obviously they're a good team. They've been playing well away from home. They had a good. I think we both ended up with the same record at the end of the season. So, yeah, both of us have won a lot of games, whether it be home or away. So, Yeah, it's all to play for tomorrow, I think.
We've talked about Aina's form. You did say in the interview with Colleen that you were very impressed with your own good performance, like in regards to the team in the second quarter of the last day. Is there a feeling, because like obviously the start of the season was going out of the National Cup early. I know Aina did as well, being out of that and then having to, suppose, catch up in the league before getting yourself in the position that you're in. Do you feel it's all coming together nicely at the right time? Because this is the one competition that you didn't manage to win last year.
I think we're playing our last week, especially that second quarter was some of the best we've played all year. I think being knocked out of the cup really gave us a focus that the league was all we had left, and it was what we were gunning for. So it was all about using the games, obviously going out to win them, but using them to learn and figure out how to play with each other. And I think right now we're at a point where, obviously, it's when we go home, so we're trying to play our best. But I think all the lads are really coming together. It's the culmination of a long season, but I think we're playing our best right now.
Yeah, because even taking that into account, and I know you had the conference to go for as well, but both yourselves and Aina had been knocked out of the cup in the opening round. So this are ideally, of course, I know we can't get carried away. The next game, this is where you want to be. This was the target since, especially, you went out of the National Cup.
Once we got knocked out of the cup early, as I was saying, it gave us that focus. There was one goal in mind, was to be top of our conference, to give us that home quarter final and hopefully home semi final, which we have tomorrow night. So it was just there's only one goal after that. I suppose there's two trophies you can win all season, and we got knocked out of the first one fairly early, so it was all guns blazing for the second one. And we're there now. It's semi final tomorrow night, so we'll do everything we can to win that game and hopefully be playing for a final in 2 weeks' time.
I know there'll be lots of changes in personnel in both teams from the National Cup final last year. So let's just focus in on the game 3 weeks ago for a moment. What did you take out of that game? Was it just a bad day at the office, or did they give you something to think about, particularly if you were to meet them again down the line?
I think 3 weeks ago maybe we didn't play our best. We didn't really perform like we had in other games, which I think was good for us. It was more of a wake up call than that we needed, because we put ourselves in a good spot to kind of secure the home seat or the number one seed, but that slip up to Aina kind of recentered our focus. And I suppose it was a good game for us in that sense. But they obviously showed us the level that they're at, and the level that we're hoping to get to tomorrow if we're to beat them. So